This podcast is a highly specific look at the industry I used to start my marketing career. For anyone working in the coffee industry, I think you'll find a ton of useful information in this podcast. If you're not a miracle bean professional, there's still a lot to gain for your business. I'm sipping my cup of Joe now. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Business Growth Podcast by Brand Shouter. With each episode, we provide tips, tricks, and conversation geared towards helping your business succeed. It's time to get creatively smart. Now, here's your host, Dan Erickson.
Hey, welcome to the next Business Growth Podcast episode. I don't know if I'm doing this purely to be helpful or if it's because it gives me a reason to drink coffee while I'm doing a podcast. But I'm actually recording this on a Wednesday morning. This will release the following Monday. And I thought, you know, I give a lot of tips and tricks and so forth for businesses and ideas and thoughts. And I thought it would be kind of fun to kind of visit my past and chat about some specific business principles around the coffee industry. Just a really brief, non-specific background information on me, I guess, is I got my start in business in general with a coffee company. Had a long learning process, but I was there for 13 years, learned how to run a business, learned how to manage people, learned how to build systems, and learned marketing. And it has been kind of my launch pad into the marketing industry. And it gave me some credibility, gave me the experience and some knowledge. And with that, I learned a lot. And I thought this podcast would be a really fun way to explain some of what I've learned and why, especially if you have a coffee business, why you need a subscription e-commerce setup. So let's jump in here. First off, I want to explain why coffee retailers need a subscription business. Now I'm not going to keep caveating this throughout, but if you don't have a coffee business, a lot of this is still going to apply to you. So don't just tune out because I'm talking about a different industry. That said, if you do have a coffee business, this should be liquid gold for you, or audio gold or something. So yeah, my past experience, I actually was moved up by a family member to run a coffee company nearby. And I was in Arizona before, and he moved me up to Washington. And I had literally just left my previous job, which was a tech support / quality assurance person at America Online, you know, that big full-fledgling company. Anyhow, I didn't enjoy my job there, and I was chatting with this family member, and he's like, well, why don't you come up here and work with me? So I came up not knowing anything. He wanted me to run the company at some point. And it was a little bit of a long journey because I had no idea even what that meant. That said, a few years into it, I started figuring out what that meant. I started putting more time, more energy behind what I was working on. And I started learning business in general and learning marketing specifically. So that's kind of my past experience. And I did that for 13 years and started Brand Shouter, oh gosh, a couple years into the very end of that, and decided to move into my own thing. And yeah, so that's kind of my background. I actually really do know what I'm talking about. Anybody who knows the company that I worked for here, or anybody in the coffee industry in Washington State as a general rule, will probably know that company. And a lot of it was built on a lot of hard work from those of us who are involved in it. So I do have a pretty credible background. So moving on here, it's important when we're talking subscription sales specifically, it's important to understand that with coffee, there's two different types of sales. There's your single sales. Somebody buys a pound of coffee, or, you know, if you have like a drive-thru, somebody buys a drink. Excuse me. And then there's also what we call MRR, or monthly recurring revenue. which is generally attached to subscription sales. When we started doing the subscription coffee, it was actually a fairly new thing. There was one really big company out of like Switzerland or something that was doing it. And we kind of looked at their model and thought, you know, we could take that and make it a whole lot better. So we started working at that, and there was a huge education both for us and for potential clients on moving forward with that. But the biggest thing we noticed is that with coffee, people tend to buy a pound from here, a pound from there, and that's fine. People can still do that, but oftentimes they don't come back. They're just too busy trying different coffees. I find as a beer drinker, you know, and I'm not really a beer drinker, more someone who likes to enjoy a good microbrew from time to time. I find that I do rarely come back to other beers, even if I love them, because I would rather try something new oftentimes. So with coffee, we experience that a lot. I need some more coffee here. One sec. With coffee, we experience that from time to time. And we figured, you know, there's got to be a way to fix this. So we played with this subscription model and thought, you know, if people get on a subscription, if they like the coffee and we're shipping to them regularly, they may try other coffees. They may not get enough with each shipment, but we'll at least be sure to continue selling to them. And that was honestly, that particular premise was the foundation of our entire business, and it worked really well. Although it took a lot of work, and we'll get into this. So let's talk about some of the pros and cons of subscription business. So let me start with the cons first. In my notes, I actually have them backwards, but because there are going to be definite cons. So first off, with a subscription business, you're going to need more customer service. There's more shipments going out. There's more chance for a post office or FedEx or UPS, you know, error. You will have people who get the wrong thing or think they got the wrong thing, people who set up their order and didn't realize what they were doing, you know, kind of your standard customer service stuff, except it's amplified now because that same person now is getting monthly shipments times however many people you have. You also have, and I touched on this a bit just a moment ago, you also have more potential for a customer having a negative experience purely based on misunderstanding. I can't tell you, especially in the beginning as we were getting our messaging down, how many people didn't realize they signed up for a subscription and they were upset by that. Even with clear wording on the site saying you are signing up for a subscription, you know, people would call in and go, you know, I wanted a pound of coffee, so I signed up for this program you have thinking that it was a way to get it discounted because our monthly shipment program was cheaper than buying it by retail, which is something we can talk about. But they thought it was, excuse me again, they thought it was a way of gaming the system. And they would be miffed that they got stuck into a subscription model. Now, of course, nobody was stuck, but it was a negative customer experience. And the reality is, you know, from a business standpoint, you're going to just have to know that that will happen. Now, the goal is obviously to eliminate negative experiences altogether. And so you should constantly be working at ways to continue to ensure that they know what they're doing. I'm a firm believer in not roping people into subscriptions. A lot of businesses, you know, you go to buy something and you don't see the small print. Next thing you know, you're in a subscription. We had the quote unquote small print, but we made it pretty big and put it in a place where if you didn't read it, the fault was kind of on you, because it was right there. It was not hiding. So anyhow, that said, you can kind of see why any subscription business has potential for these negative experiences purely based on people misunderstanding how it works. Now let's get into some of the pros. One pro, this is the biggest pro, is recurring revenue. You know, a lot of businesses, you know, they sell something and then they try to sell it again. And, you know, they try to find new buyers and they try to find old buyers. And when you have a subscription business, whether it's coffee or anything, One of the beauties of that is you are creating a recurring revenue stream, which goes to, you know, it helps your business in the end with customer acquisition. So Brand Chatter is a, you know, recurring revenue business. I believe strongly in a business that you have recurring revenue over and over. Generally, when I do projects for clients, I'll quote them a smaller upfront price and then say, and look, we'll put you on a year contract. And over that year, you'll help me justify the cost of offering, you know, the first service at a lower price. And then for future years or for future months beyond that year contract, we'll just keep you on month to month at the same price. And with that, I'll continue to support you, continue to give you what you need. And my customers love it because they're actually kind of getting a deal in the first year. And I love it because as long as I continue to do my job, I have very low turnover. So, you know, the recurring revenue model is just awesome. Next, the next pro here is the marketing value of more of your product being sold. So that's actually reading my note exactly, and I'm reading that thinking that sounds clunky. But if you sell, like, going back to the coffee industry, if you sell a pound of coffee, great. And that pound of coffee will probably sit on their counter potentially. People may come over and they'll serve them coffee and they'll be like, "Ooh, this is good coffee. What do you have?" And they're like, "Well, we have blah, blah, blah." That's marketing value. That's word of mouth. That is some of the best type of marketing you can get because somebody's trying it and loving it. The other person's talking about it. So when you sell a bag, you get a little bit of that potential. When somebody is on a shipment and a box comes to their house and in that box they have a, you know, a couple pounds or 4 pounds or however you decide to work your recurring shipments, that marketing value is exponentially built because they will always have that coffee available generally unless they drink it pretty quick. They have the potential that people would even see the box come and go, "Hey, wow, you got a box of coffee." There's just a lot more chance for the marketing value to rise, and you're not paying more for that marketing value. Next is ongoing multiple touches with your clients. That's another pro here. So the ability to sell a product to somebody and then you have to follow up with them, and you know, the old adage that it's easier to keep an existing client than to bring in a new one. Well, once you go to a recurring business model or a subscription business, you're kind of keeping old customers by default. And so, yes, they can cancel. And yes, you can lose clients. It's not like they just stay for forever. But as long as you're doing things right, your churn rate's not going to be that bad. And you're going to continue to get multiple ongoing touches with those people. This is, once again, a huge marketing value. And of course, most of my stuff is going to come from a marketing slant because that's where I live, but it's also how your business grows is through marketing. I wonder what I'm drinking. I actually stopped by my old stomping grounds to get this cup of coffee on the way in today. It's pretty good. Last in the pro column before I move on is the ability to wow clients by including extras and personal notes. So you can do this on single purchases. It's just kind of super hit and miss with that. But when somebody's on a recurring shipment, and especially if you have a system that keeps track, for example, you know, Bob Smith has now received shipment number 6. He's been with you for half a year. You have the ability to include a little note and say, "Hey, Bob, you've been with us for half a year. Thank you so much." And then maybe at the year mark, you're like, "Hey, Bob, you've been with us for a year. As a thank you, here's a whole pound of another kind of coffee we thought you might want to try." You know, different little things like that, that don't have a ton of cost to you, but have a huge stick factor with your clients and help them want to stay and do business with you, and also spread word of mouth. It's some of the cheapest marketing out there, is the ability to include little personal deals in a subscription scenario. So one other thing here is one of the other pros is that you can actually raise your retail price, and two things happens. The people who are totally subscription averse but really want to get your product will pay more. And that's okay. I mean, you know, as long as you're not ridiculous with how you've raised it. They'll pay more for that product. The other thing is it will build the value of your subscription business. So for example, and actually the business that I had worked in for 13 years was actually pretty low price for the quality of coffee that they have. We would compare it to some of these places that charge, you know, $20 for a 12-ounce bag. But our retail price was about $18, and it was for a 16-ounce bag for a full pound. But with the club, and we had, you know, three different types of subscriptions, you could say, you know, you could pay anywhere from $15 a pound to, I think it was like $12.50, depending on which one you joined. Which is a substantial savings over retail. So you build the value in the club without devaluing your product. So those are some pros and cons. So next, I wanted to chat a little bit about some of the available tools that can help you succeed. I don't want to spend a lot of time here because there's a lot we can get into. But the final section will kind of wrap this in too. So some of the available tools, you know, WordPress is Brand Chatter's kind of bread and butter for systems and for websites specifically. with that, WordPress has a e-commerce system that was actually purchased by the creators of WordPress called WooCommerce. WooCommerce is one of the largest e-commerce systems in the world. It's really functional. And with their subscriptions plugin, you can actually really extend the feature set of WooCommerce and allow for a business model like this. If you're one of those do-it-yourself people and you're listening to this, you're like, yeah, I'm not going to hire a marketing team. I want to do this myself. I highly suggest, and get some beeping going on there. I was heating up more water so I can have more coffee when this cup's done. I highly suggest checking out WooCommerce and their subscriptions plugin and seeing if you can't make that work for your business. That said, I still highly recommend getting an expert to help you out, and that'll be the next section we talk about here. Also, Shopify has some really good subscription features and so forth in there. I find it to be a little limiting for what I like. Even WooCommerce with its subscriptions, I've in the past built in custom integrations, but that said, WooCommerce is far more accepting of a lot of the things that I wanted to do, whereas Shopify limited me in some ways. And then, so those are two different like e-commerce-y type ways that you could do this. There's probably a few others. I know that a few years ago I had done so much research and the only system that was even close was WooCommerce. Now things may have changed since then, but just worth thinking about that somebody who's been in the industry and done the research knows that WooCommerce is a potential fix for that with the subscriptions add-on. So a system, a credit card processing system, also has to support recurring payments. A lot of them do now, but Stripe is still my personal favorite. I know my past business, we used Authorize.net and their customer information management system, just to kind of stay safe with the information and PCI compliant and so forth. But it was actually more expensive, and Stripe includes all that functionality by default. So that said, still a big fan of Stripe in that scenario. And then the last tool I wanted to touch on is actually on the other end of the spectrum. It's a shipping tool. So, you know, somebody buys and you got to get it to them. And how do you do that? Well, obviously, you got to have all the packaging, and I recommend doing a good job with the packaging. If you have the budget, buy the right kind of packaging that makes your product shine because it helps with repurchasing. That said, a tool that's helpful is ShipStation. Now, ShipStation is a standalone system, and you can use it standalone. But if you go with my previous recommendation of like a WooCommerce subscription setup, there's a integration with ShipStation, so that you can quickly ship products out to your clients, and it will help you find the best rates. You can ship UPS, FedEx, Postal Service. DHL was an option. I don't even know if they're still around anymore. I don't see them very much, but you know, they have the big shippers, and you can compare rates if you want, or you can set up some logic to where it kind of helps you find the right pricing. So that's kind of it for the nuts and bolts section. Now there's a whole lot more, and this is, you know, a short podcast. It's actually gonna be one of my longer ones lately. I'm already approaching 20 minutes as I say this, but I do want to talk about the last part here, and this is important. And this is not Dan the marketing guy. This is Dan, who was a coffee guy, and my heartburn and my headaches bringing out a major recommendation. And that's this: get an expert to help ensure things go smoothly. Because here's the deal. If you don't have somebody who's been through this, if you don't have somebody who at least knows this subscription model world a little bit, you're going to waste money. You're going to waste time. You're going to irritate clients. You need somebody to help guide you. I speak from experience. We tried this subscription deal 4 or 5 times and finally settled with where we're at. And it was important for us to finally get there. But you can save yourself a lot of money. We spent a lot of money and a lot of headache and the irritating of your clients by getting somebody who knows what they're doing. Have them come up with a data migration plan, because that's also important if you already are in business. And also planning for the future, things like data warehousing, streamlining your website, also just marketing, to capture growth. And they can also help you invest in a server that can handle the growth now. All right. I hope you can take this and do something with it. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on your favorite podcasting service. For more information on Brand Shouter and our services, visit us at brandshouter.com.